Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special chus for Menorah Shiachiyu. And the chus chayu chavit vega bas michal dispasia, for sa nefesh, for sa guf, so shachol Yisrael. And it's based in the Torah, more of a rabbi, I'm going to go to B'chaim Harwitz Shlita, that I received from him. We find a big chiddush in the Shara Melech, in the sixth parak of Yibum, in Sof HaLachiyat Aleph. This, of course, relates to this week's parsha, where we see the mitzvah of Yibum and the Yisr Mamzerus. So the Shara Melech writes, "V'dash ani mistapek b'yavam sheyibem es hamamzeres o ipcha." Let's say a yavam was miyabem mamzeres, or a yavama did yibum with a mamzer, and she became pregnant in the first bia. Is the flat a mamzer? Since min haTorah there is a mitzvah of yibum, because asi asev dechalaisa say ayein be yavamasi yachof beis. So do we say that mamzer is only michave lavin, and since this is a bias heter, child is not a mamzer? Maybe no, even though it's a bias heter, nevertheless, the child is a mamzer. Dumya de ger shenasa mamzeres. When a ger marries a mamzeres, we paskin that the lad is a mamzer, even though a ger is mutter be mamzeres. Nishara Melech brings a raya. Again, the suffix is when there's yibum between a yav and a mamzeres. What is the status of, there's no love here? What is the status of the child? So he brings a raya in a flaw, she'ein avlad mamzer. Uveperek oimer. So you have enough 66b, Samach Vav Amabeis, in Meseches Kedushin. Bekatani kol mokom she'yesh Kedushin, vein aver avlad alach achar azachar. Whenever there's Kedushin, and there's no averim, the vlad goes after the male. Hannes, Levi, Israelis, Shemesu, Lekoin, Levi, Israel. Frekti Gemara. Komokum Shiesh Kedushin. Amale Reb Shimon, Reb Yechon, Klo. Is this a cloud? Is this an absolute general rule? In every case where there is Kedushin and there's no transgression, the offspring follows the male. We call Malkum Shish Kedushin Ben Avera, Avlad Halakacha Zachar. Hooray! There is the case of Ger Shenasa Mamzeres. A Ger marries a Mamzeres. The Yesh Kedushin, there is good Kedushin, Ve'en Avera. And there's no aver of Vlad Alachachar Pagum. And nevertheless, the offspring follows the blemished party, not the unblemished father. The son Yigershinas Mamzeres of Vlad Mamzer, the Rebbe Yosi. So here you have a case where there's Kedushin, there's no aver, and the Vlad goes after the Nekeva. And for the Gemara, do you think that our Mishnah is Rebbe Yosi? Our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, who says in a braisa that a ger should marry a mamzeres. And so this is a case where there is a kedushin, but there's also an avera, and the male, the vlad, goes after the pagum. Like we see in the Mishnah, if there's kedushin and there's avera, the vlad goes after the pagum. Ayin sham. So writes the Shana Melech v'hashta im Isa. The Yavam Shibin Samzeres of Vlad Mamzer. If you hold that a Yavan who's Miyavim Mamzeres, the Vlad is a Mamzer, Akati Tikshi, you still have a Kasha. By Yavam there is Kedushin, there's no Avera, and the Vlad goes after the Pagum. So it must be when a Yavam is Miyavim Mamzeres, child is not a mamzer. Otherwise, it would be against the klal of the Mishnah. Wherever there's kedushin and there's no avera, the vlad is Vlad goes after the Zachar. In Memela, here there's a Kiddushin, there's no Aveira. The Vlad's going to go after the Zachar, and the Vlad is going to be a not a Mamzer. So that's his raya, that the Vlad is not a mamzer. His raya that the Vlad is not a mamzer is because it would go against the klal of the Mishnah. So it must be that the Vlad is not a mamzer, the Vlad goes after the Zachar, since this Kiddushin is no avera. Now, l'fum riata in Pashtus, the words of the Shaar HaMelech require havana, because by mamzeres, there are two ofanim. O b'bias isur, k'she'echad ba al ha'erva. Sometimes you have a bias isur, and somebody had bia with an erva. Since there's no kedushin, there's no tfisas kedushin b'chai b'krisus, Vlad is a mamzer. That's one case, bias isur, this bia with an erva. And there's another case, sui k'mamzerus, v'mamzer shenasa bas isra. You also have mamzerus when a mamzer married a bas Yisrael, or Yisrael married a mamzeres. And even though, out to the Aveira, there's no reason for mamzerus, because it's only a lo saseh, you don't get mamzerim from a love for a lo saseh. According to the way we paskin, they and the Gemara you do. We paskin, there's no mamzerus for a lo saseh. Nevertheless, since the father or the mother are mamzerim, the psul goes to their children. And not only that, even there's no iser at all in the bia, like a ger who's mutter by mamzeres, nevertheless, Vlad is a mamzer. So now, according to this, we have to understand. It's true that when a mamzeres falls before this man the Yibum, there's no bias iser, it's a mitzvah. Nevertheless, there's the second reason the child should be a mamzer. That since the mother is a mamzeres, the psul goes to the vlad, and the vlad is a mamzer. And what does it matter that this is a bias mitzvah? Is Yibum mitaher mamzerim? Ulama davar daima, the Yisrael sheyibem giyores mitzris. For Yisrael was miyabem a giyores mitzris, so it's pashut that the child is a mitzri sheni, second generation mitzri, even though there's no bias iser here. Nevertheless, there's still a shem mitzri idea yibum, hachinami d'chavasa. So what's the suffix b'chlal of the Shaar HaMelech? Shaar HaMelech has a tzad to say that the Vlad is in a mamzer because this is bias mitzvah. Yeah, but the mother is a mamzeres. We have cases where even though there's no chayiv ekrisus, and there is tfisas kedushin, so it's not a mamzer mitzad that there's no tfisas kedushin. There's another reason there's a mamzer, and that is that when a mamzer marries a bas Yisrael, or Yisrael marries a mamzeres, so out the avera, there's no reason for mamzeres, but the child is going to be a mamzer because the parent is a mamzer. So what's b'chal the suffix of the Shaar HaMelech? So it would appear Be'ezus Hashem, mevar oimek kavanas tivrei Shaar HaMelech. Uvehekdein biul divrei hagemara bekidusha, samach vav amid beis, that the Shaar HaMelech brings. And that is as follows. Learning the Mishnah, kol makom sheish kiddushin ve'en aveira, if there is kiddushin and there's no aveira, ein avlad mamzer. The Gemara asked from Rabbi Yossi. We see from Rabbi Yossi, Ger is Mutter Bar Zera, so there is Kiddushin. There's no Avera. And yet the Vlad is a Mamzer. It's the Gemara's Kashi. And the Gemara's answer is no. It's like Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah is following Rabbi Yehuda, that a Ger is Asur B'Mamzeres. And since a Ger is Asur B'Mamzeres, this is not a case of Yesh Kedushin Ve'en Avera. It's the case of Yesh Avera. Now, Nimtzeinu Lemeidim Lefi Zeh Depashta Di Gemara De Lu Yitzuya De Yisrael Muter B'Mamzeres. So it comes out that we learn according to the Pashta of the Gemara that if it would be that a Yisrael is permitted to marry a Mamzeres, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Vlad would not be a Mamzer. Because Yesh Kedushin Ve'en Aveir. But since a Ger is Asul B'Mamzeres, so Lo Mishkachas Leh, we don't have a scenario where a Yisrael is Mutter B'Mamzeres. A Ger is Asul B'Mamzeres. A Yisrael is Asul B'Mamzeres. So we don't have a scenario where Yisrael is permitted to a Mamzeres. V'chreach, according to this, that the psul of Mamzeres is not like other psulim, like psul mitzris. Rather, psul Mamzeres is talia v'bia sisser. Psul mitzris is not talia v'bia sisser, even if there's no bia sisser. A Mitzri and a Mitzris marry Gerim, so then there's no Bia Sisser, but their child is a Mitzri. But here, if Psul Mamzeres is Taya with Bia Sisser, if there's an Aver in the Bia, the child is a Mamzer because of the Bia Sura. And even where the mother is in Mamzeres, if the Bia is Muteres, the psul of the mother doesn't go to the child. So that's Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, a ger is aser b'mamzeres, and therefore the child is a mamzer. But the Pashas HaGemara lo yitzuya that Yisrael will be mutter b'mamzeres, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Vlad would not be a mamzer. Because if the Bia is Muteres, then the child is not a Mamzer. So it comes out that the Psul Mamzeres is tied with Bia Sisser. And even when the mother is Mamzeres, the Bia is Mutter, the Psul of the mother does not go to the child because there's no Isser Bia. So now we can say that Ad Kan Lo Polik Rabbi Yossi. When does Rabbi Yossi argue with Rabbi Yehuda? And he holds that a ger is mutter b'mamzeres, and yet the Vlad is still a mamzer. He's talking about bia that's not aser, nevertheless it's not a mitzvah. But yibum, that the bia is a mitzvah, and the Torah was mitzvah to be miyabi mamzeres. Even Rabbi Yossi is moideh that the Vlad isn't a mamzer, because it's not mistavri that the ratzon Torah is to be miyabi mamzer, and that's the kavanah of the Shara Melech, to bring a raya from there. From there we see that a psul mamzerus is not like other psulim. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there has to be a bia asur to make a mamzer. And according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef doesn't have to be a bia asur because he holds a ger shenas mamzerus. A vlad mamzer, that's only when there's no mitzvah. When there's a mitzvah, the Torah doesn't want to be marbim mamzerim. However, if that's true, then the Shara Melech should have told us an even bigger chiddush. And that is that even if the Yavam is a Mamzer, And the Zekuka Liyavim is the Yisraelis. In other words, the Chiddush of the Shara Melech is if the Yavam is not a Mamzer and the Zekuka is a Mamzeris. So in such a case, we say that the din is that the child is not a Mamzer, since there is Kedushin, there's no Aveira. So the child is not a Mamzer if the Yavam is a Yisrael and the Zekuka Liyavam is a Mamzeris. But the Shara Melech could have told us a bigger Chiddush. Even if the Yavam is a Mamzer and the Zekuka Liyavam is the Yisraelis, the Vlad is also not a Mamzer because it's a B.S. Mitzvah. If the whole Vort is that it's a B.S. Mitzvah, then in this case also it's a B.S. Mitzvah. Rabbi Kotler told us an even bigger Chiddush. And that is that even if the Yavam and the Misya Bemes are Mamzerim, the Vlad is also not a Mamzer because again it's a B.S. Mitzvah. So well, why is it limited only to where the Zekuka is a Mamzeris? Even if they're both mamzerim, then the child would not be a mamzer because we're talking about a bias mitzvah. But the answer is that that's not true, because if a mamzer marries a mamzeres, the kuli am of the vlad is a mamzer, even according to the Tanakh of our Mishnah. Because he says that kol sheyesh kedushin veina veira, a vlad kosher. The reason is because dafka, if you have a ger who marries a mamzeres, where the father is kosher, the Tanakh of the Mishnah holds that the Vlad halach achar zachar. But where the zachar is pasul, then the Vlad is also pasul. The Vlash in the Mishnah is kol makom sheish kedushin ve'en aver Vlad achar zachar. So if the Yavam is a Mamzer and the Zekuka is a Yisraelis, then the child will be a Mamzer, because halach achar zachar. And if they're both Mamzerim, then also halach achar zachar, and the child's going to be a mamzer if both parents are mamzer. So according to this, it emerges that if you have a mamzer, shenafla bas Yisrael afan of liyibum, the vlad is going to be a mamzer, and only if the father is Yisrael and the misya bemes is a mamzeres, there the Shara Melech holds that it's called yesh kibushin vein avera, a vlad achar zachar, and the child's not going to be a mamzer. Since the Zachar is Yisrael Kosher, the Vlad is also Yisrael Kosher, and not a Mamzer. We have to understand, because the Shara Melech writes, V'dash, and he mistapik b'yavam she'ibim is Mamzeres, O Ipcha! He says, O Ipcha. What does it mean, Ipcha? Ipcha is mashma. Not only yavam she'ibim is Mamzeres, but a Mamzer she'ibim es a Mamzer yavam she'ibim is a Yisraelis. It's mashma, the child is not going to be, according to the Shara Melech, the child is not going to be a Mamzer. Why not? Father is a mamzer. Now it's his suffix, and he brings a raya from the Gemara that that the child is not a mamzer. Now his raya is from a yavam that was miyavim a mamzeres. So he says, if a yavin she yavin moves hamazeres, if Vlad is a mamzer, then you still have a kasha. So we have a case here where there's kedushin, there's no avera, and the Vlad is going after the pogrom. If the child's a mamzer, the child's going after the pogrom. In fact, the Gemara doesn't bring this. It must be that if the man is the yavam is Yisrael and the zekuka is a mamzeres, then the child goes after the father. So that's the raya he brings, but in the case of Fakert, he's not mechalek. He's not mechalek to say that, but if the father, if the Yavam was a mamzer, and the Zekuka was Yisraelis, the child would be a mamzer, why doesn't he say that? He should make that chiluk. He doesn't make that chiluk. It's mashma that if only one of them is a mamzer, then the child is not a mamzer. It's a B.S. mitzvah, but what does it matter that it's a B.S. mitzvah, as we explained it? But what does it matter that it's a B'yis mitzvah? The father is a, the Vlad is Holech Achar Zachar, and the Zachar is a Mamzer. So we have an Avnei Miluim to discuss in Siman Kufayin Dalet, and then it's Shtar Kasha and Avnei Miluim. And we still have a lot to talk about, sweet friends. So what I ask you to do is to stay tuned. the same wonderful Mitaris Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening. And Amir Tz Hashem B'li Neder, we shall continue. Thank you again so much, and B'li Neder. Continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.